主啊，我们感谢你，因为我们在这里正好，我们能够享受属天的喜乐，我们能够从心底里面发出赞美的歌声，因为你的灵是何等的甜美，让我们在你的爱里面享受这甜美的经验。感谢主，因为你赐给我们属灵的福分，赐给我们宝贝的话语，赐给我们在爱中相聚的甘甜，也正是叫我们在地上能够享受到在天上的歌唱的侍奉。但愿主，我们好像那个以赛亚意象中的撒拉夫一样，我们用两个翅膀遮脸敬虔，两个翅膀遮脚，真正的谦卑，再用两个翅膀飞翔来歌唱侍奉，以及让我们真是能够在你的面前有你自己的帮助，不但我们每一个人深深的蒙福，也能够把你的福分带出去。但愿恩主你引导我们，叫我们从心里面唱出来，从里面唱到外面，叫我们能够从教会里面唱，一直唱到教会的外面，也叫我们从地上一直唱到天上，从时间暂时的一直唱到永恒。因为我们永远就在你的面前歌唱赞美你，因为你的救恩何其奇妙，你的恩典在我们身上也是数算不尽，以及我们常常发出这样的歌声。求主你今天晚上叫我们安静在你的宝座面前，也领受你所赐给我们的恩惠，也求圣灵亲自的光照我们，让你的话语就成为我们生活的力量、喜乐和盼望，也叫我们有一个顺从的心，在你的面前听命顺从往前直走。但愿恩主你就叫我们在你的面前今天晚上领受你的恩典，就是叫我们真是带着你自己无限的丰满，今天晚上离开这里会场，还不但这里，有一天我们要离开这里的时候，我们还是要到另外一个地方去，或者别的你所差派我们的地方去，要把福音传开。主啊，我们都在这里，求你差遣我们，求主你先向我们施恩接近我们，然后就使用我们，求主听我们的祷告，带领我们以下的时间，奉耶稣基督圣名，阿门。请坐。
You may be seated.
今天晚上我们读的圣经是在以西结书第四十章。
Tonight we want to read a passage from the 40th chapter of Ezekiel.
我们从第一节一直读到第四节。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 4, chapter 40, Ezekiel.
以西结书第四十章第一节。我们被掳掠第二十五年，耶路撒冷城攻破后十四年，正在年初月至初十日，耶和华的灵降在我身上，他把我带到以色列地，在神的意象中带我到以色列地，安置在至高的山上，在山上的南边有仿佛一座城建立，他带我到那里，见有一人颜色如同手拿麻绳和量度的刚站在门口，那人对我说：人子啊，凡我所指示你的，你都要用眼看，用耳听，并要放在心上。我带你到这里来，特为要指示你，凡你所见的，你都要告诉以色列家。
Early in April of the 25th year of our exile, the 14th year after Jerusalem was captured, the hand of the Lord was upon me.And in a vision, he took me to the land of Israel and set me down on a high mountain where I saw what appeared to be a city opposite me. Going nearer, I saw a man whose face shone like bronze, standing beside the temple gate, holding in his hand a measuring tape and a measuring stick. He said to me, Son of dust, watch and listen and take to heart everything I show you, for you have been brought here so I can show you many things. And then you are to return to the people of Israel,to tell them all you have seen.
然后我们要读到四十三章，还是以西结书第四十三章第一节到第五节。
Again, we'll read Ezekiel chapter 43, verses 1 through 5.
以西结书第四十三章第一节。以后他带我到一座门，就是朝东的门。以色列神的荣光从东而来，他的声音如同多水的声音。地就因他的荣耀发光，其状如从前他来灭城的时候我所见的异象，那异象如我在加巴卢河边所见的异象，我就伏伏在地，
耶和华的荣光从朝东的门照入殿中，灵将我举起带入内院，不料耶和华的荣光充满了殿。
Chapter 43:1-5. Afterward he brought me out again to the passageway through the outer wall leading to the east. And suddenly the glory of God of Israel appeared from the east. The sound of his coming was like the roar of rushing waters, and the whole landscape lighted up with his glory. It was just as I had seen it in the other visions, first by the Sheba River, and then later at Jerusalem when he came to destroy the city. And I fell down before him with my face in the dust. And the glory of the Lord came into the temple through the eastern passageway. Then the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
最后的经文是在新约彼得前书第二章，我们从第五节读到第十节。
The last passage, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5-10.
彼得前书第二章第五节，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头，又说做了半叠的石头，跌人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在道理上半叠，他们这样半叠也是预定的。第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭祀，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
1 Peter 2:5-10. You also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For this is contained in scriptures. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him shall not be disappointed. This precious value then is for you who believe. But for those who disbelieve, the stone which the builder rejected, this became the very cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. For they stumble because they are disobedient to the word, and to this doom they were also appointed. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Previously you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
当我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上的时候，
When our Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross,
他说他成了，
He said it's finished.
因为他道成肉身所带来的使命已经完成了，
Because he has accomplished the commission in incarnation.
然而他所托付我们的任务还没有完成。
However, what he has commissioned us has not been finished.
当他来到这个世界，道成为肉身，很具体的，很真实的，要将神表达出来。
When he came to this world as the word incarnate, he wanted to express, manifest God.
但是当耶稣基督升天以后，
But when he was taken up into heaven,
他的身体还是在地上，
his body was still on earth.
那就是教会。
That is the church.
教会是主的道，继续的成为肉身。
So the church is the continuous incarnation.
因此我们今天教会需要成就，需要完成他的任务。
And so today the church must accomplish or finish his commission.
我们怎么能够知道这未完成的使命是什么呢？
How do we know this unfinished task?
从他的话语里面，
From his word.
从先知的信息里面，
From the message of the prophets.
在以西结书里面，
From the book of Ezekiel.
我们一幅一幅非常清楚的图画摆在我们面前，
One after another, the picture is very clearly before us.
你要用眼看。
You want to watch it with your eyes.
你用耳听。
You want to hear with your ears.
你要放在心上。
You put it in your heart.
我要把你带到这里来。
I brought you here.
特别要指示你。
I want to show you.
把你所看见。
So that all that you see,
都要告诉以色列家。
You will proclaim to the house of Israel.
告诉你的教会。
And in the New Testament, proclaim to the church.
告诉我们弟兄姊妹们。
To proclaim to us, brothers and sisters.
这是今天晚上我们所思想的。
This is what we want to consider tonight.
我们需要建造神的殿。
We want to build the temple of God.
我们需要建造神的教会。
We want to build the church of God.
因为建造是人类社会的活动。
Because building is the continuous activity of the human race.
在整个的人类社会的历史里面，我们能够看到有两种可能的建造。
Throughout the history of human society, we saw two kinds of buildings.
有一种建造是建造巴别塔。
One is the building of the Tower of Babel,
记载在创世纪第十一章
as recorded in chapter 11 of Genesis.
虽然那是一个很古老、很遥远的时候所有的
even though that was an ancient history long, long ago.
但是这种动作继续的重复着
but this activity is still continued today.
甚至于在这个二十世纪七十年代的今日，还是有人在那里建造巴别塔
even in this 20th century, the 70s, there are still people building the Tower of Babel.
但是另外一方面，我们知道人需要建造灵宫。
But on the other hand, we know we need to build the spiritual temple.
是一个属灵的宫殿。
It's a spiritual temple.
那也是很早以前，甚至创立世界以前，神已经要为我们所预备的，要给我们的任务跟使命。
And this was all prepared, all given to us as a commission, even before the foundation, before the creation of the world.
有很多的困难。
There are difficulties.
有很多的挫折。
There are a lot of obstacles.
有很多的阻碍。
There are a lot of hindrances.
表面上来看，似乎不能够再建成了。
Superficially, we cannot finish it.
但是当我们很认真地来看这个历史的过程。
But when we seriously look at the process of history,
我们知道这个灵宫在建造着。
We know that the spiritual temple is being built.
一直在建造着。
Continuously built.
甚至在此时此地，我们需要建造。
Even in this day and age, we are still building it.
因为这是神所托付我们的使命。
Because this is a commission given us by God.
这工作使命我们还没完成。
We have not finished it.
我们需要努力。
We must strive forward.
所以在我们人类社会一切的活动里面，不外乎这两种的可能。
So in all human activities, there are but these two kinds of building up.
建的巴别塔。
Building the Tower of Babel.
还是建造灵宫。
Or building the spiritual temple.
在创世纪第十一章里面，我们知道有人在建造巴别塔。
We know that in Genesis 11, we read about people building the Tower of Babel.
他们需要建造一个城。
They wanted to build a city.
这是无可厚非的。
Well, you cannot blame them.
因为他们需要生活，物质的生活。
Because they need the spiritual life. They need the material life.
但是在另外一方面。
But on the other hand,
他们也需要精神的生活。
They also need the spiritual life.
所以他们就建造塔。
So they built a tower.
那么这个塔是什么呢？
What does it mean?
就是一个宗教敬拜的地方。
It's a place of worship, religious worship.
是一个偶像的敬拜的地方。
It's actually a place where idols were worshipped.
近几十年，圣经的考古学家曾经有很多的研究。
Recently, according to the studies of archaeologists,
他们就发现有一种的，好像有的宝塔，就塔的形状。
They discovered some tower-like structure.
是四面是方方的，四面对楼梯可以上去。
And a square structure, and there are staircases leading to the top.
可以有不同的偶像。
And there were different kinds of idols.
是四通八达的人都可以上去。
And so there are a lot of channels leading to the center.
而且呢，他们说这是一种宗教的合一。
And they said that this was the unity of religions.
那么他说嘛，他这是就是一种人类社会一种非常彼此合作的一个方法。
And they thought this was a form of cooperation of the human society at that time.
我们就能够看到这是人本主义的表现。
This was really an expression of humanism.
他们又造了一个很高的塔，塔顶能够通天。
They built a tower, the top of which wants to reach heaven.
因为他们认为人一定能够胜过天。
They thought that they could conquer all, even heaven.
人能够用各样的努力能够成就人的理想。
By striving, they thought they could achieve their ideal.
他们用灰泥来造砖，砖做好之后，然后就来造城，而且宝塔。
They built with bricks, and then eventually they want to build this tower.
他们完全错误了。
They were mistaken.
他们以为自己建造的很高很高，甚至可以达到天上。
They thought that this high building reaching into the heavens.
但是在创世纪的作者用一种非常讽刺的语气把这个情形描写出来。
But very ironically, we see this. The description in chapter 11 in Genesis.
他说耶和华要降临来看一看他们所做的事情。
Very in satire style, It is recorded that the Lord came down to see what they are doing.
人以为高得不得了，已经可以顶天了。但是耶和华要看，要下来还是要看，要降临才能够来下来看到。
Men thought that this building was so tall, so high, and yet the Lord God had to descend in order to look down on this tower.
他说我们在文化方面要统一。
They said we have to have unity in our culture.
我们的言语方面要统一。
And also unity in language.
我们大家一起努力的来做成以人为中心的这样的一种工作。
We want to strive for this man-centered work.
但他们完全失败。
But they all failed.
结果他们虽然建造，事实上是摧毁的。
Actually, after they, even though they build, it's destroyed.
今天我们来看一看今天社会世界的趋向。
Let us see the tendencies, the trends in our society.
我们看到这个世界差不多到处都是在发展这个都市的计划。
We see that there are a lot of city planning schemes all over the world.
从社会学的观点来看，好像是都市化 urbanization， 就好像人就是越来越建造的非常美丽的都市。
From a sociology standpoint, we know this is urbanization beautifying the whole city.
但是人与人之间的关系越来越疏远了。
But the distance between man and man is lengthened all the time.
人就越来越不如这个人的价值。
And we have lost human values as the time goes on.
你说这是建造呢，还是破坏呢？
Do you think this is building or destruction?
从经济学的观点来看，人就是大量的生产。做了很多的这个物质的那种的进步，在科学技术方面的工去建设，是否就是人类的社会改善
？From a economic standpoint, we know there's a lot of mass production, as if science technology has improved the lot of human beings.
但是在另外一方面，我们知道能源的缺乏、资源过分的浪费，以至于发生很多严重的饥荒的状况。你说这到底是建设还是破坏
？But on the other hand, we know there's the lack of resources.And also, there's so much waste of resources, so that we can have, we see a lot of famine in the world. Is this building or destruction?
从教育学的立场来看，我们看到今天教育一直的很发达，很多的人都能够受到高等的教育。
Educationally, we see a lot of people getting higher and higher education.
早说人有多的知识的时候，道德不是应该高尚一点了吗？
Well, ordinarily, we think that if man has more knowledge, the morality should be improved.
但事实上让我们知道的，人好像越受教育，人的罪恶越来越可怕。
But we know the sin has increased actually as more knowledge is increased.
无怪乎有一个大学的校长，当他最末了一次退休以前，末了一次举行毕业典礼的时候，他站在那个毕业典礼的时候，很感叹的说这样一句话。
No wonder a very well-known university president standing before the students in the graduate ceremony, he said with a sigh.
他说我多年的教育我感觉到我是完全失败。
He said, I think I have failed with all this use of education.
因为今天教育的目的到底是什么？
What is the purpose of education today?
Competence, 才智。一个人有才干那就可以了。好像教育单单是为了 competence。
Is it just for competence alone?
他说没有 conscience, 没有真正注意良知。
But there's a lack of conscience.
这个你说到底这是建设呢还是摧毁呢
？Is this building or destruction？
好像我们看到这个人类的活动越来越幼稚，越来越可笑。
So we see that the activities of the human race is more ridiculous, more naive as the days go on.
好像小孩子在玩这个节目一样的，把它搭起来了，一会又倒了，倒了又搭，搭了又倒了之后，他就撒撒野，哭一顿就算了。好像今天这个世界的情况就这样。
If they are like children playing with blocks, they build up and then they destroy, they build and then they destroy again. This is really the tragedy of the human race. And yet, we are very excited when we see the picture in the New Testament. During the time of Pentecost, when the Spirit came down.When many people received salvation,
很多的人他们都说出各地方的方言出来，相谈出来。
They could speak the many languages from their hometowns.
我们知道今天虽然语言方面越来越进步。
We know that even linguistics is improving all the time.
有很多科学的方法来学语言。
And we can learn language from using scientific methods.
但是我们今天人的就是说 communication 越来越大了。
And yet there is increasing problems in.Human communications.
甚至于我们讲一样的话，我们未必讲得通。
Even with the same language, we might not be able to communicate.
父母跟儿女讲不通话。
Parents cannot communicate with children.
甚至夫妇之间也没有真正的 communication.
Even between husbands and wife, no communication.
但是当圣灵降临在教会的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit is upon the church, all is changed. Because after we are saved, we all speak the same language. Of course, we still see some tragic cases where the Spirit could not move freely because we don't talk the same language. Nevertheless, we see in the second chapter of 1 Peter, we see a very exciting phenomenon. This is a spiritual temple. The materials are not just blocks or bricks. But it's the life of us who are born again. We are all living stones. Together we work together. We are all well fitted together. And then we are built together. We are not only the material of building, we are builders also. We want to continue to involve in this building activity. And so we see very precious records of these buildings. When Moses built the tabernacle, there was a repeated statement according to the pattern from heaven. A pattern according to heaven. And so no wonder when the tabernacle was built, the glory of God was filled in the tabernacle. But in the process of building it, not one or two could do it. You must mobilize thousands. The whole house of Israel had to be mobilized. And then the tabernacle could be built. And when Solomon built the temple, it was a long process. And the task was very difficult. A very important task. Upon completion, the glory of God again filled in the temple. But now it's all abolished, destroyed. The nation of Israel has crumbled. The people are scattered all over the world. In a foreign nation, they feel like they have lost a vision, they've lost a future. And by the river, the prophet saw this vision again. So that he brings more hope to the Israel people. And so from chapter 40 all the way to 48, it's a record of building the temple and the holy city. And this is a beautiful picture, one after another, of the activities of the Israel people. And so this passage is not only prophetic literature, but also apocalyptic literature. From the prophetic literature, we see the near future, but from the apocalyptic literature, we see the remote future. And so this is a clearest picture before us. This is not just for the people of Israel, but for all of us in the final ages. Tonight we cannot see all the intricate patterns of the holy temple. But there are several things I want to mention. This is a priestly record. The priests wanted to describe all the measurements very in detail.
那么在这个圣殿里面呢，如果我们用实际的方法来看，可能觉得有点困难。
If we want to interpret with real figures, I think we will face difficulties.
比如说在45章里面讲到啊，这些地方是有25,000州，那么宽10,000州5,000州，如果算起来的话，那就大得不得了。
For example, in Ezekiel 45, we read that 25,000 cubits, that is about 8 1/3 miles and so on. Very, very big areas.
因为耶路撒冷整个的也不过就4英里，但是这里面25,000州已经是8万多英里了，好像说起来好像是不大切乎实际。
Because the length of the whole city of Jerusalem is but 10 miles, so it doesn't sound realistic to build a temple about 8+ miles.
在42章里面就讲到对于100州、100州、100州的这样的一些数字。
And in chapter 42, we see the record of 100 cubits and so on and so forth.
那么这个到底是什么意思呢？
Well, what do all these figures mean?
主要让我们明白，神的圣殿所给我们的图样是一个完整的图样。
This is to show us that the pattern of God's temple is a holistic pattern. It's integrated.
而且也是很平衡的这样的一个图样。
And it's a very balanced pattern.
这今天就启示我们，给我们提示，当我们要建造神的教会的时候，也应该注重教会的完整性跟教会的平衡性。
And so it reminds us, when we build the church of God, we must pay attention to the wholeness and the balance of the church of God.
因为在神的计划里面，他希望能够成为一个很完美的教会。
Because according to the plan of God, we want to have a perfect church.
这是神的理想，也应该是我们的理想。
This is the idea of God and should be our idea.
这是神的心意，也应该是我们的任务。
This is the will of God, it should be our mission.
这是神所看重的，我们也应该注意。
This is emphasized by God, we should emphasize also.
今天为什么我们感觉到教会有那么多的问题呢？
Why do we face so much problems today in our churches?
就是因为我们在教会里面的工作不平衡。
Because we have lost the balance in our church work.
我们是顾此失彼，重此轻彼。
We emphasize one, neglecting the other.
我们认为我的想法，教会这个是最重要的，另外一个人又认为那样又很重要。
We think that our ideas are the most important. Let brush off the other ideas.
其实所有的意思都很重要，都很宝贵。
But I think all the ideas are precious. They are all important.
如果我们能够平衡的来发展，那才是最美善。
If we can develop in a balanced way, that will be perfect.
也就是因为今天教会很多的时候不完全、不完整。
So we see a lot of imperfections.Unbalanced today.
所以神就特别要兴起一些人，他们有特别的托付，甚至要组织一些特殊的那种机构，为的来帮助教会的成长。
And so God raised up some people who have special gifts to specialize in certain ministries.
这是很有价值的。
This is very valuable.
神的目的本来就希望教会的工作能够平衡。
The purpose of God is to achieve balance in the work of the church.
但是很可惜的，就是我们有的时候啊，反而更加的偏重某一方面，这是我们的错误。
Unfortunately, we go to certain extremes. This is our mistake.
我们今天看到有很多教会的，不是属于教会本身的，但是是福音的机构，那些所谓 parachurch groups， 那些都是很宝贝的。
We see so many gospel organizations today, the so-called parachurch groups.
但是有的时候，我们因为觉得他们的那种计划各方面太吸引了，甚至我们要注意他们的工作，而不注意教会本身的工作。
And so sometimes we see that their plans, their goals are so attractive, we neglect the work of the church.
本来我们是应该以教会为中心的，结果我们就把我们的重点就放在另外的这个机构方面，这是一个很大的错误。
Originally our plan should be church center, but now we put emphasis in the parachurch groups.
但是我们知道神所设立的主要是教会，因此如果我们要建立神的殿，要建立神的国，我们最主要的就是一定以教会为中心。
If we want to build the kingdom of God, we must be church-centered.
那么我们就再进一步的来看的时候，我们就注意到在这里面所说到的要建造圣殿。
Moreover, we want to look at the building of the temple.
为什么要建造圣殿呢？
Why did they build a temple?
因为建造圣殿就是叫以色列人能够更具体的能够敬拜神。
So they can worship God more concretely.
所以当那些以色列人从被掳的地方回去的时候，第一件事情就是建造圣殿。
So when they returned to their homeland, the first thing they did was to build the temple.
是的，建造圣殿是一件重重要的事情，是一个很重大的任务。
Yes, it's a most important task.
那么我们就想一想，为什么要建造圣殿呢？
Why do they build this temple?
要敬拜神。
To worship God.
不是我们哪里都可以敬拜神吗？
Don't we worship God everywhere?
但是需要有一定的地方。
But there should be a place.
为什么我们一定是要有形的、有形式的来敬拜神呢？
Why do we worship God visibly?
特别是我们在新约的时候，我们记得我们无论在哪地方，无论在什么情况当中，都可以敬拜神。因为我们敬拜神不要太注重形式，不要拘泥在礼仪仪式方面。
The New Testament reminds us that when we worship God, we should not be restricted by forms or orders.
事实上，我们也感觉到从教会历史方面来看，因为就是因为天主教或者其他的这些的教会的发展，过分注重形式，所以在宗教改革以后，大家都注重应该注重话语。是的，话语是非常重要。
And we read from the history of the church that there was a lot of emphasis, even overemphasis on form and order. And so after Reformation, we all go back to the ministry of the word.
我们就在这个 Reform tradition 之下，我们很多的时候就知道话语，话语很重要。是的，神的话语是非常的重要，先知型的宗教非常的重要。但是我们忽略了祭司型的宗教，好像我们现在在以西结书里面所读到的。
Yes, the ministry of the word is very important, just like the prophetic religion was important, and yet.The priestly religion is equally important.
我们知道这些形式好像是很有外表的，我们觉得这外表的不重要，最重要的是里面的。
We say that, well, all these forms are outward forms. We want to look at the heart. We want to look at the interior.
有的时候我们对教会失望。
Sometimes we're so disappointed in the church.
因为我们觉得教会有很多人为的因素。
Because we feel that there are so many human issues.
我们觉得有很多宗派的分别。
Then there are so much divisions among denominations.
而且有很多的问题，我们为什么今天要注重这种有形的教会呢？
There are so many issues. Why do we want to care about the visible church?
我们应该注重这个无形的教会。
Shouldn't we worry about the invisible church?
我们大家都是教会，每一个人都是教会的一份子。
We are all members of the church.
我们就不需要注重有形的教会。
So we should not worry about the visible church.
这是在今日有一个很大的问题，甚至于对我们有很大的影响。
And so this kind of thought influences greatly today.
我记得有一首诗歌，这首诗歌就是叫做 Church, the Church Within Us. 这首诗歌大概是一个 folk hymn。
I remember a folk hymn entitled The Church Within Us.
他说我就是教会，你就是教会，根本教会就是在我们里面，教会不是在外面。
And so I'm the church, you are the church is within us, it's not outside.
但是这是一个非常非常错误的观念。
But I think this is a very mistaken thought.
所以请各位唱 folk hymn 的时候注意一下内容，有的时候 theological unsound, 这个是神学方面根本不对的。
So when we sing the folk hymns, we must notice some of the theologically unsound words.
教会是在里面吗？
Is the church within us?
教会是在外面。
No, it's out.
教会一定是有形有体的。
The church must be visible.
为什么教会叫做神基督的身体呢？
Why is the church called the body of Christ?
因为耶稣基督继续的道成肉身。
Because Jesus, the Word incarnate, continues his incarnation in the church.
叫人很具体的那个看见。
So that man can concretely see.
我并不是说教会无形的教会不存在，我来说有形的教会更要紧的为主做见证。
I'm not denying the invisible church, but I'm saying the visible church should be more important.
于是我们就再进一步的来思想的时候，我们想到教会的组织的问题。
So let's look at it further about organizations in the church.
你说教会还应该有组织吗？
Should there be organization in the church?
教会不应该有组织。
No, we say no. Because the spiritual church should not have organization. Remember what Reverend Joe said this morning about the organization of the church. From Ezekiel 40 to 48, they talk about the building, the organization of the church, of the temple. We must have organization.
如果没有组织，神的道就不能够很具体的表达出来。
Without it, the word of God cannot be manifest.
为什么我们需要组织呢？
Why?
要有秩序。
We must have order.
有了秩序以后才有和谐。
After order, we might have harmony.
今天有很多教会的问题就是因为没有秩序。
There are too many churches having problems because lack of order.
所以就没有和谐。
And so there's no harmony.
当神创造天地的时候，他是有秩序，然后有和谐。
When God created the heaven and earth, there was order, there was harmony.
我们的人生也是这样，一个真正重生得救的人是有秩序的，生命是有秩序的，而且也有和谐。
As a person being born again, we must have order and harmony in our life.
所以这是非常非常重要的事。
So this is very, very critical.
是我们不能够忽略的。
We must not neglect it.
如果我们忽略的话，那么教会就乱七八糟。
If we do, there's going to be a mess in the church.
很奇怪的，有的人他很有这种工作的才能，但是在教会里面不需要，因为教会就这是教会嘛，我们何必还要把它弄得很整
Some persons are very gifted, very talented, and yet when it comes to church work, he's sloppy.
但是保罗都说我们要照着规矩，照着规矩一件一件很有次序的来做。
But the Apostle Paul said we must do the work of God in order.
今天当我们要建造神的教会的时候，我们记得这些很重要的原则。
Let's remember all these principles as we build the church of God today.
于是我们在进一步的思想的时候，我们觉得很多的这个形式到底有什么用呢？
So what do all these forms and order help us?
是的，单单形式是没有用的。
Just with the form.Is useless.
但是在这个形式的背后，属灵的实际那是非常重要。
But behind all these forms, the spiritual reality is critical.
我们为什么要守主餐？
Why do we observe the Lord's Supper?
这是形式。
This is form.
但是这是属灵的实际。
But this is also spiritual reality.
这是祭祀型的宗教。
This is the priestly religion.
各位，你们享受不享受唱歌？享受不享受唱歌？跟我们刚才听到这个歌声音乐。这是非常好的，帮助我们的敬拜。
Didn't you enjoy the music, the singing a while ago?
这是祭祀型的宗教。
This is the priestly religion again.
我感觉到今天我们中国的教会要有进步的话，我们一定要重新的注重祭祀型的宗教。
If our Chinese churches advance, we must pay attention to this priestly religion.
我们太不注意教会里面一切的活动的，有次序的，有计划的，有组织的，照着次序慢慢的来做出来。
So neglect plans, order, and organization.
当然，我们不应该过分的注意，但是我们不注意也太不好看了。
We should not pay over emphasis, and yet if we neglect them, that's bad also.
你看，我们这次夏令营在我看最成功的还是音乐方面，因为你看每一次晚上在有这个音乐的时候，我自己心里面真是受到很大的感动，帮助我讲到很大的力量。
One of the great successes in this conference, I feel, is the musical program or the singing. It really helps me every night.
有的时候我到教会里面去，那个音乐实在太差了。
Sometimes I go to certain churches, the music is very bad.
有的人弹风琴，鼓啊鼓啊鼓啊鼓啊，我差不多都要呕出来了要。
They play the organ, it turns my stomach.
有一个人上来领唱诗了，领唱诗，我唱一句，你们唱一句，他先要自己solo一次，大声的这样唱一下，表示他很有这个音乐的天才。
And so I heard a song leader coming up to the platform to sing, to lead the singing, so he sang once.
我觉得我好像比他唱的还好一点。
I felt that I could have sung better than he.
他说你们都不会唱，我来教你们。我唱一句，你们也来唱一句。
So he wanted to lead the congregation in singing verse by verse.
他就拿了一个藤条，我恐怕他打我。
So I thought that he was threatening me.
因为他拿了一个藤条，一二三，唱，这里唱，那里唱，好像教幼稚园的小孩子一样。
Using the pointer, he was as if he was teaching kindergarten pupils.
有的人他去听布道会，他已经四五十岁、五六十岁了。他说简直开玩笑，我到这里来，我又不是小孩子上幼稚园。
And some of the older people said, "I'm not kindergarten students. Why should I come to this class?"
你看，今天我们这教会太不注意这些事情。
So we pay very little attention to such things today.
我们都是乱七八糟的，好像随随便便的。我们没有真正注意到这个祭司的工作。
We have neglected this priestly work. We have neglected the orderly work.
我们是祭司。
We are priests.
神对以色列人说，他们是君尊的祭司，每一个人都是祭司。
Everyone is a priest, the royal priesthood.
于是，在彼得前书第二章里面也告诉我们，我们是君尊的祭司。
And so again in First Peter, we are told we are the royal priesthood.
在那些宗教改革家也特别的着重马丁路德，特别着重每一个信徒都是祭司。
And the reformers emphasize that every believer is a priest.
祭司就是要把人完完全全带到神的面前。
The function is to lead a person completely to God.
看看我们今天敬拜的、崇拜的情形。
Let's look at the way that we worship today.
我们到底有没有真正的有这样的祭司的工作呢？
Have we carried on this priestly work?
当别的人来聚会的时候，有没有很清楚的真正感觉到与神这种非常亲密的来往呢？
When those who come to church worship,Do they feel that they're really in great, in close relationship with God?
崇拜是应该也是一个旅程 Worship is a journey. 真正是要把人一步一步带到神的面前。
Worship should be a journey leading a person to God.
但结果我们做主席的，我们唱诗的，甚至我们讲到的，把人越带越远了，不知道他们也不知道到底应该到哪里去。
But those are in leadership gradually bring the people astray. They don't know where they're going.
本来应该在当最后祝福以后，这个诗班唱阿门颂的时候，应该是我们敬拜的一个最高峰的时候。
And there should be this fine finale after the benediction when the choir sing the Amen chorus. That should be the finale.
但是我很多时候听见阿门声的时候，好像是很没有电池的，没有这个 battery 的，呜、哦、这样下去。当唱完之后，大家叹口气啊。好了，现在我们可以到唱堂上去演唱。
Very often the singing just left me in the cold.
为什么？这是为什么
？Why？
我们为什么没有？这是一个很严重的问题。好像很好笑，其实也是很可怜。我们一个哭啊，真的有一个哭。为什么我们没有把崇拜这个情绪建立起来
？We don't know whether to cry or to laugh because.Why don't we build this worshipful services?
了解我不是不让你们笑，但是我们总是想到，实在这个敬拜是非常重要的事情。我们今天应该重新的强调祭司性的宗教。
Let's re-emphasize this priestly religion, which is very, very important. We must build the Church of God.
因为我们每一个人，大家都是祭司。
Because we are all priests.
所以当我们要受洗礼的时候，就是表明我们进入这个祭司的职分里面。
And when we receive this baptism, we enter into the priesthood.
那么意思就是说我们基督徒的生活应该是献祭的生活，我们整个的生活都是要献上的祭品。
The meaning is that our life should be a sacrificial living. We offer ourselves on the altar.
甚至我们的教会里面，我们无论是哪一方面，特别是敬拜的时候，我们就是表明我们要在神的面前完全的献上。
And even in every aspect of the church, we must offer ourselvesbefore God.
甚至当我们讲到差传的工作，其实这就是祭司的工作。
And we will talk about missions, foreign missions. This is really priestly work.
因为以色列人他们是要做宣教的工作，向外邦人传道，是他们是外邦人的光。
Because the Israelites are to be the light of the Gentiles, proclaiming God's message to all the nations.
今天教会也要继续的做主他弥赛亚的工作。弥赛亚的工作是什么呢？就是宣传福音。
And so the church today must carry on this messianic task.Preaching the gospel, spreading the gospel.
当我们建造教会的时候
when we build the church,
我们最要紧的就是要明白祭司的身份。
We must understand the status of the priesthood.
我们每一个人都是祭司。
We are all priests.
今天教会就是有两种不同样的错误的情形。
Unfortunately, there are two kinds of extremes today.
有一种情形觉得传道人觉得这教会是我的，你们都不要管，你们就奉献好了，你们来聚会，别的事情你都不要管，我来做好了。
Some ministers say, well, the church work belongs to me. You just give money. The rest, let me take care of.
那么也有的一些信徒认为这个传道人没有什么地位，因为我们大家都是祭司嘛，我们要不要传道人无所谓。
On the other hand, some laymen will feel, well, the minister should have no place because we are all equally priests before God.
今天我们要建造神的教会，一定要注重祭司的身份。
Today we must look at this priesthood if we want to build the church of God.
是的，以色列人每一个人都是祭司。
Yes, every Israelite was a priest.
因为他们是祭司的国度。
Because there was a nation of priests.
但是在另外一方面
，But on the other hand,
我们知道有大祭司，有亚伦这个一些祭司。
But then we saw that there were Aaron, the chief priest, and so on.
而且还有利未人。
And there were the Levites.
那么换句话说，虽然我们每一个人都是祭司
，So even though we are all priests,
但是传道人还有他的应该有的地位、身份跟重要的职责。
And the ministers should have their place, their role, and their work today in the church.
我们今天不讲 authority, 我们不讲权威，因为我们觉得我们大家都是祭司。
We are all priests, and so we do not talk about authority.
但是到底有没有权威呢？
But is there any authority?
我觉得有。
Yes.
正好像以色列人要尊重亚伦这一系的祭司一样。
Just like.
他们出的呼召有神特别的安排。
Because they have special calling from God, special arrangement from God.
不是说这个 authority 权威，不是一种非常专权的那种意思。
I'm not talking about dictatorial authority.
我所说的这个权威是指着在这一方面能够帮助别的人，能够领导别的人。
What I'm talking is an authority that can help others, that can edify others.
我们应该尊重有一种的 authority.
So we must respect a certain authority.
Authority of training and experience. 就是有一种特殊在这一方面有特殊的训练，有特殊的经验的，我们要尊重它。
And so we should respect the authority of training and experience.
今天在北美的查经班有一个危险，就是对传道人觉得好像他们能有能无无所谓，反而觉得我们自己来还好一点。
There's a danger among the North American Bible Studies group. They feel that the ministers are probably dispensable.
这是一个很不幸的错误。
This is a very unfortunate error.
也是有一些人，因为他们自己标榜他们是一种超宗派的团体，好像觉得你们这些宗派的牧师什么都不属灵，都不好，以引起那种相反的果效。
And some will advertise that they're beyond or above denominations, and so they look down on the denominational ministers.
所以今天如果我们建造神的教会，我们应该尊重。
So we must respect the priesthood if we want to build the church of God.
我们要敬重传道的职分。
We must respect the ministers, the ministry.
一切而且我们让教会做中心。
And we must be church-centered.
这样教会才能够建造起来。
And then the church can be built.
正好像我们在以西结书第四十章里面一直下去所告诉我们。
Just like we've read in chapter 40 of Ezekiel.
于是我们看到在以西结书第四十三章里面。
And then in chapter 43 of Ezekiel.
我们就看到在这里面所讲到的以色列神的荣光从东面而来。
And we know that the glory of God of Israel appeared from the east.
当神的灵把以西结提起来的时候，不料耶和华的荣光充满了殿。
And when the Spirit took him up, the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
当圣殿建立起来以后，耶和华的荣光就充满在那里面。
As soon as the temple was built, God's glory filled it.
在以西结书里面，如果我们注意到耶和华的荣耀，我们是会有很多的感慨，而且很大的警惕。
I think that we'll be warned, we will have many warnings. If we look at the glory of God in the book of Ezekiel,
在以西结的异象里面,
in the visions of Ezekiel,
他知道以色列人失败,
they know that the Israelites have failed.
神对他们完全失望,
and God has is disappointed at them.
所以神必须要离开圣殿,
and so God left their temple.
在第九章里面,
in chapter 9, for example,
我们知道这个神的荣耀本来就在基路伯上面，但是现在呢，已经从基路伯那里离开到圣殿的门槛那里。这是第九章第三节。
And in chapter 9, verse 3, we realize that the glory of God of Israel rose from the cherubim where it rested and stood above the entrance of the temple.
在第十章的第四节还再继续的提到。
And again, in chapter 10, verse 4, we see the, about the same thing.
于是在以西结书第十章第十九节里面
and then in chapter 10 verse 19
那么不但是在门槛上而且停在耶和华殿的东门口那里
not only that this glory rest on the east gate
于是在第十九章里面
and then in chapter 19
不但是离开了这个圣殿的门甚至再走一直走到城东边的那个山上面
the spirit not only left the east gate but went to the mountain.
那是在这里第十一章第二十三节里面。
And then in chapter 11,
在二十三节里面所说的。
And verse 23,
神的灵，神的荣耀不是一下子就离开。
The glory of God did not leave right away.
为什么不马上离开呢
？Why not suddenly?
因为神舍不得。
Because God did not want.
神心里面感觉到非常的忧伤。
He has sorrow in his heart.
因为他心里面非常的难过，他舍不得离开以色列人。
He felt that he should not leave the Israel people.
但是不能不离开。
And yet he could not.
他一步一步的离开。
So he left them in steps.
他希望能够再回来，但是不能回来。
He hoped to return, and yet he could not.
以色列人一直没有悔改。
Because the Israelites would not repent.
到最末了，他只好离开了。
And finally, he could just leave.
我们能够想象得到吗？神是多么样的充满了怜悯。不轻易发怒，而且满有慈爱跟忍耐。
Can we imagine God full of mercy, slow to anger, and full of love?
神的荣耀在我们每一个人身上也是如此。
The glory of God on each of us is in a similar way.
当我们失败的时候，神的荣耀就离开我们。
When we are defeated, God's spirit leaves us.
你记得三孙吗
？Remember Samson?
他不是。慢慢的力量就失去了，因为他不顺从神。
Didn't he lose his strength gradually because he disobeyed God?
不是一下子的就没有了。
Not all of a sudden.
而是慢慢的失去。
But gradually.
我们的灵性也是这样。
Our spiritual life is like this also.
少一点点的祷告。
If we pray a little less.
而如果我们少一点的读经。
Or read the Bible a little less.
我们少一点的聚会。
Or we come to church a little less.
我们少一点的侍奉。
And we serve God less frequently.
我们少一点的奉献。
And we give less frequently.
神的能力，神的灵，慢慢的离开我们。
Then the power of God, the Spirit of God, will gradually leave us.
当离开的时候，我们还不知道，好像那个三孙，他都不知道他的能力已经失去。
And when he finally leaves, we don't know that he has left us, just like Samson did not realize.
什么教会也是这样。
So the Church of God is likewise.
我们看看教会还好吗？人数还不少吗？我们工作还活动吗？可能神的荣耀慢慢就要离开。
We observe, well, there are still so many people in the church, and yet we didn't realize God's glory is gradually leaving.
有一次，有一个传道人，他讲到，他说在美国的教会，如果有一个现象
，A minister said, if among the American churches there is this phenomenon,
什么情形呢
？What kind of thing?
当圣灵离开了美国的教会
When the Holy Spirit leaves the American churches,
你说还有多少的教会能够存在？
How many churches can exist then?
他说90%。
He said 90% still would exist.
我不相信这句话。
I don't believe him.
因为我觉得如果这样的话就太悲惨了。
I think this is most tragic if it were true.
难道有90%的教会不需要圣灵还能够存在吗？
How can 90% exist without the Spirit of God?
但是我又不敢不承认他是说的话有道理。
But I cannot deny that there's some truth in what he said.
今天神的教会有没有真正的仰望圣灵的能力呢？
Today, do the churches actually look to the power of the Spirit?
今天教会有很多的活动，都是活动，没有让圣灵在里面做恒生的工作。
There are many programs today, but there's no power of the Spirit working in them.
今天人到底是建造巴比塔还是建造灵宫呢？
Are they building the Tower of Babel?Or the spiritual temple.
这是我们需要很深切的思想的。
We must think about this very deeply.
但是感谢主，当我们看到以西结书第43章的时候
，But we thank God when we look at chapter 43.
看到神的荣耀再回来。
The glory of God returns.
这是神的应许。
This is God's promise.
只要把神的圣殿真正的建立起来的时候
，And once when the temple is all built,
合乎他的心意。
According to his will,
照着他的山上所指示的样式。
According to the pattern given on the mountain,
是平衡的。
It's balanced.
是完整的。
It's perfect.
是有形的，有见证的。
It's visible.
是有很好组织的。
It's organized.
我们大家好好的，真是能够在神的面前配得起来。
And all of us well fit together.
有秩序的，有和谐的。
There's order, there's harmony.
我们大家彼此的来尊重，彼此的来合作。
We all cooperate. We all mutual respect.
我们大家都一同的来配得起来。
We all work together.
我们就看到神的灵宫就建造起来。
And we see this holy temple, the spiritual temple being built.
耶和华的荣光就会充满这个地。
The glory of the Lord will fill this temple.
这是一幅多么美丽的景象。
How beautiful a vision this is.
神要我们做到的。
This is what God wants us to accomplish.
如果我们不做到的话呢？
If we cannot.
如果我们不悔改的话呢？
If we don't repent.
好像神对这个七亚细亚的七个教会所说的话一样。
And just like God spoke to the seven churches in Asia.
特别是对以弗所的教会说。
Especially to the church of Ephesus.
啊，如果你们不悔改。
If you repent not.
我就把灯台中把灯金灯台这个挪去了。
I will take away this golden lampstand.
教会就没有见证。
And the church will without,
因为教会没有荣耀, without witness. 没有神的荣耀。
Because the church then will have no glory of God.
没有神的光。
There's no light from God.
我们的见证在哪里呢？
How can we stand without testimony?
我们多么需要神的怜悯。
How do we need God's mercy?
我们多么需要神的帮助。
How we need God's help?
让我们真实的在神的面前切实的悔改。
Let us all repent realistically.
我们不是在一个旁观的地位，我们是在一个守望的地位上。
Let us not be observers, but be watchmen.
我们必须要在神的面前真正的仰望，呼求圣灵的能力进到我们教会里面。
But we must really crying out to the Lord, asking the Spirit to come to us.
但是我们一定要建造。
But we must build.
我们建造我们个人。
We build ourselves.
各位，你记得在犹大书说，我们要在至圣的正道上造就自己。这个造就本身就是建造的意思。
Remember, in the book of Judges, we were told to build ourselves in the truth. This is building.
在以弗所书第四章里面又清楚地告诉我们。
And even in Ephesians chapter 4,
我们大家都配得起来。
We should be all well fitted together.
神给我们有不同的恩赐。
God has given us different gifts.
最重要的恩赐是牧师的恩赐、教师的恩赐、传福音的恩赐、使徒的恩赐。
There's the gift of preaching and gospel spreading and also teaching.
为的就是要成全圣徒。
So that this is to equip all the saints.
建立基督的身体。
Building the body of Christ.
成全就是刚才所说的，就是一个配备的意思，非常重要。
To perfect, that is to equip.
让我们都建立起来
，so that we are all built。
而且我们自己个人呢，要建立，要把自己在爱中建立自己。
And we all individually build ourselves in His love。
我们要建立。
We must build。
我们建立我们自己个人。
We build ourselves。
建立我们的家庭。
We build our families。
建立我们的教会。
We build our church。
因为这是神的家，也是我们的家。
This is the house of God. This is also our house。
我们只需建立，不需拆毁。
We must build. We should not destroy.
因为我们只需成功，不需失败。
We must succeed. We must not fail.
让我们见到成功的时候，好像神应许哈该书里面所说的话一样。
And so when we finish the building, let us observe what God promised the prophet Haggai.
他说这个殿将来的荣耀要比先前的荣耀更大。
The glory now will exceed the previous glory.
不是耶稣也曾经说过，你若信就必定看见神的荣耀吗？
Even Jesus Christ said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God.
我们要神的荣耀。
We want the glory of God.
我们就必须建造。
We must build.
让我们起来建造吧。
Let's arise and build.
让我们现在低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你让我们成为建造的材料，也成为建造的人。感谢主，因为你叫我们成为君正的祭司。我们既然有这样的尊贵的身份，我们就有重大的本分。我们既然有这样大的福分，我们就有很重的本分。求主帮助我们，求主叫我们能够在你的面前切实的省察自己，在我们每天日常的生活里，在我们生活每一个细节里面，哦主啊，帮助我们，让我们能够看一看到底我们是在建造巴比塔呢，还是在建造灵宫。求你测绘我们的巴比塔，帮助我们建造灵宫。主，求主你帮助我们，叫我们常常能够看见，更清楚的看见，叫我们有见解，而且有远大的见解，看到这个属灵的灵宫逐渐的，虽然虚幻的，但是很稳健的要建造起来。这是我们唯一的盼望，也是我们唯一的理想，这是我们唯一的任务，也是我们唯一的使命。求主，求主帮助我们，但愿圣灵继续做奇妙的工作，让我们能够有信心来看见你的荣耀。求主听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名，
阿门。